Welcome back on Kitty Country 94 Z96.3 Sports. Nick Lynn with us, coach of the Smith Center, Letty Wren, getting set for the sub-state volleyball tournament coming up in Waukiti on Saturday. You guys have had some success in the past at this gym in sub-state, and I'm sure you're looking forward to another great tournament here. Coach, first of all, if you can, take me through this season, a 33-4 record going into sub-state. How do you feel about the group as you get ready for this tournament?
Well, we're happy. As a group, we're happy with the results we've had. I mean, we've had what I would consider a really tough 2A schedule, you know, being 2A. And, you know, all of our losses have been 3A on up with the kids we played. And that being said, I think our schedule does help us prepare us for sub-state. This sub-state this year around is going to be tougher probably than what we've seen in the past, but because Hodges has got a much better team and Ellawood's our sub-state, and they're much like us. You know, what they have on their team resembles what we have, and certainly their record's really, really good. And so it's going to be a tough challenge for us, and hopefully we'll be ready to play.
You open out with Hill City, obviously a team you know about. So I know that Hill City doesn't have a glossy record here; they're just 2-28. But what's the focus when you take that first match in, and then make sure you're not looking ahead to a matchup that's going to be Hoxie or TMP, but also knowing during the week you have to prepare for all these teams that are going to be at the tournament.
Well, you're right. You know, we don't talk a lot about that, other than, you know, we try to establish the bar at a certain level, and we don't want that bar to go down. You know, so it doesn't matter who we play. Now, that being said, we've had an occasion or two this year where that's kind of happened, and we just address it. You know, and the kids are pretty resilient, and they come out, and hopefully we won't establish, you know, flat play going into the semis, because once that happens, you're going to be hard-pressed to overcome winning in the substate that we're in.
One of the things that I've noticed, I've watched some of your matches on YouTube and things like that, but when you have one of those first sets like that, maybe against a team that you're better than, that we win like 25-18, that you come back and dominate that second set, what does that say about the mentality of the girls and their will to make sure that they're just going to get the job done?
Well, we've had a number of those kind of like that this year, and it is a situation where the kids you know, they just understand, you know, and they work hard in practice. And when it gets to the situations in a game, they know when they're flat. They know when they aren't playing their best. And our goal is always to play our best this time of year, certainly. And we don't dwell a lot on the other teams that we're playing as much as trying to fix the things that we're doing wrong or not as good. And that's what we've been focused on this week.
I know you talked about the depth of this sub-state that you're playing in here in Waukini, but do you feel like your team has the talent to be able to come out of this and make it back to state?
I think we feel that way. I mean, we know how tough it's going to be. You know, we're going to probably watch some game film tonight, you know, certainly tomorrow, if not tonight. But we can't overlook anybody. You know, that we've seen Hoxie twice. We've seen Hill City. We have not seen Ellawood, you know. And so I think it's by nature, I think I should show the kids a little bit about Ellawood and what they have to offer. But we can't overlook what we have in front of that, and we know that.
Nick Lynn, coach of the Smith Center, Letty Red here on Kitty Country 94, Z96.3 Sports. Coach, we thank you for joining us, and best of luck there in Waukini this Saturday.
You bet. Thank you.